Holy Hour listeners. This is the Holy Hour podcast. You're in the right place, the place of the bi-weekly All Cure podcast. And I am Gavin, and welcome to the show for the new year. Welcome to the year 2022. Sounds like a space movie, doesn't it? Still sounds weird. Everything after 1999 sounds weird to me. And it's been a while since 1999. One day I'll adjust. I mean, it is weird out there, right? So maybe I'm not too far off. But I hope everybody's year is starting out smoothly. Even weird is fine. Just don't die. We're all doing good, right? We're here, so that's a good sign. So let's keep rolling with this then, I guess. We like to start things off kind of easy here on the Holy Hour podcast. With every past few years, we've been doing a covers episode that kind of kicks off the new year and eases into it. And that's what we got for you guys here. As you can tell by the title of this episode, this is our 8th covers episode. And what that means for new listeners is basically throughout the year or in between how many episodes, kind of gradually stockpile new Cure covers that I stumble across. They don't necessarily have had to come out in the last year. Maybe they're just ones that I didn't bring up yet. But as you could tell, in 8 episodes, we've covered a good chunk of them at this point. But there's always Cure covers out there. People are always covering the Cure. You know, that's just usually officially released recordings. And then, you know, sometimes we open the gates a bit to, like, any Joe Schmo on the YouTube there that decides to pick up an acoustic guitar. So that, you know, could go on forever and ever. We try to keep it as official releases and try to keep it, you know, sometimes even some live ones will sneak into. But, you know, we try to keep it to official releases. And as we know, over the years, this has been very therapeutic for me. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I feel like I've really come to grips to know with what I like and don't like in a Cure cover when I hear it. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's formula is different, but one I've narrowed it down to is don't butcher the song musically, as in totally changing it so drastically that it's not even the same song. But then you don't want to overcompensate, because if you do it exactly like the Cure, that's just kind of boring, right? So we're looking for a tune that kind of spices it up and you add a little of your own flair to it while still being super respectful to the song, because that's why we're listening to it, right? Is because there's something in that song that's cool. And ultimately, I feel like you can wiggle around a lot more musically with these covers, as in, like, you know, swapping out drums for loops and guitar parts for keyboards and vice versa. And it ultimately, for me, boils down to the vocals, because that's a tough part, because what a unique voice that Robert Smith has. I think we could all agree on that. And, you know, if you do it kind of boring, you might have to bump it down a few keys, which works sometimes, but not always, because he sings pretty high. If you just overdo it, I don't know. It could be a great voice, but it just doesn't match for Cure songs sometimes, too. I've found that female vocals tend to work really good, although I'm getting a little tired out on the slow the song down and then have a really soft, like, kind of vocal. It's, like, been done so much. But, you know, that does tend to work a little better if it's not annoying, at least, you know, when you have some, like, super boisterous male vocal up there, like, just doing it. It's like, ugh, don't stop, please. So, I don't know. Everyone's opinions are going to vary drastically on these, so that's kind of where I'm going to leave my opinions. Not really. I'll let you know if I like each one as we go here, but for the most part, I'm presenting these songs to you with hopes that you love all of them, or maybe they're just funny to laugh at. So whatever you take out of these, we're going to hear a few snippets of a new batch that I've been compiling. A lot of these were sent in by people and listeners of the show, so that's always cool. And we'll keep the ball rolling with that, and hopefully hear some new Cure covers that maybe have slipped by you guys, and you can decide for yourself if you dig it or not. Most are widely available, or I'll try to tell you where you can find it. Before we dive in, though, I've got to give a special shout-out to our Patreon crew starting out the year. Wonderful batch of people over there. And I highly recommend, new year, why don't you go on over and check out patreon.com/theholyhourpodcast and see if that's something you might be into, because we would sure love your support. And we really want to add to this family over there and make it grow in the new year. I try not to push it too hard because I want it just to be your choice kind of thing. So go check it out. I won't read through you all the perks and fun over there. You just have to check it out. But there's also at least a monthly extra bonus episode. I don't even know if you want to call it a full episode. But just some fun extra chit-chat that goes on over there. And we'd love for you to be a part of it. Much like these wonderful people that I'm going to read for you now. Dione and Alan and Allison and Ben and John and Suzanne, Jeff Cortland Jones and Jeff Hilton, of course, and Craig and Donna, all supporters of the podcast. And also, we like to give a little extra shout-outs to people, too. So Scott Kroger, a friend of the show, and he and the fellas also have their podcast called the Sarlacc Digest. It's an all-Star Wars podcast. And they're kicking off a new year with live episodes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can find that on YouTube, the Sarlacc Digest. They are instantly spoiling the Book of Boba Fett after each episode comes out. And then catch their weekly podcast on Wednesday nights to get all the inside scoop. And where they analyze every little detail, and they're absolutely the best at trying to predict where the storyline is going to go. So these guys make Star Wars talk feel cool and fun. And no matter what level of Star Wars fan you are, you'll fit right into the discussion. So check it out on YouTube this Wednesday and everywhere that you stream podcasts if you want to catch the replays and aren't up for the live stream. CureThreads.com is where you also want to go if you want a originally designed Cure-inspired product, such as Caterpillar Beach Towel or Team Cure Jersey or maybe some cool Love Cat socks like the pair that I got for Christmas. And I'm adoring. I put them on. I wear them even when they're stinky. I just keep wearing them. I don't even want to wash them. Kate will hook you up with clean ones, though, and you go on over to Cure Threads to see what catches your eye, and you won't be disappointed. Believe me, it's fun just to browse over there. It's like the ultimate Cure shop. You can waste many a minutes just looking around at all the wonderful products. CureThreads.com. I know we all feel a bit drained after the holidays, but you know who feels really drained? People that need blood transfusions. So Matt would like you to consider checking out the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's free. It makes it super easy to schedule an appointment and give some blood. And you can even track where it goes from there. So don't be a hoarder of blood. Just check out the app. And if you're not into the app, you can contact your local blood bank or hospital, and they should be able to find you a nice and safe place to donate blood. Lisa wants to shout out Dickens, a pub/venue in Calgary, Canada. Seems like such a lovely place to have a beer and see a cool show. They usually host a wide range of live events and live shows, but unfortunately with the new surge of COVID, they've done the right thing. They're pausing for the time being and closing up shop right now. But hopefully we'll be back in action here soon. In the meantime, you can go back to live streams on their Dickens YYC Twitch page. So go on over to Twitch, Dickens YYC. You can check out what kind of events they'll be streaming through their social media. And you can find all that at DickensYYC.com. And we'll also keep you posted on when those doors reopen. So go check out the live streams. Do some dancing in your room again. It's the best way. 17 Seconds Shirts, our buddy Chaz, you know him, you love him from the show. He has 17secondshirts.bigcartel.com. That's the official webpage where you can find Chaz's latest Cure designs. And when you go to those Euro shows later in the year, you're going to see all these badass Cure shirts, and you're going to be like, what? Where did these come from? I didn't even know these existed. Well, they'll most likely have come from Chaz. So get in on the action now. Follow his Instagram account at 17_seconds. I'm getting the vibe there might be some pornographic themed shirts coming out this year. for the big 40th birthday. And so you don't want to miss out on that. So keep your eyes peeled and let's get on with these covers we're talking about. What do you think? You cool? We down? We ready to dive in? That first little snippet that we heard came from a band called The Twilight Sad. You all know them because you most likely saw them opening for The Cure in the last 5 years at any live show. Wonderful Scottish band. They did I don't really know what this was for, but it's a cover of M, and a really cool rendition. I put it, speaking of Patreon, I tend to make a personalized, as much as possible, mix for everybody that signs up to Patreon on any level, and that's one of the constant tracks I put on everybody's is M, because I don't know how widely accessible that song is. And I dig it. I'm all on board with this one. I like Twilight Sad a lot. And I like them even more when they're playing a Cure song. So they do it really good. I dig this version. And here it is, if you haven't really heard it, a little snippet for you. So yeah, for the most part, they fit my criteria there. They kept the song pretty much the same, just kind of modernized with some dirtier guitars and vocals very much the same, other than his very unique Scottish accent and voice. So yeah, perfect. Just enough Twilight Sad touch and still sounds like the song we all know and love. Great job, guys. Two thumbs up. All right, up next, we got a slightly unusual one. This is a ukulele version of Love Song. This is breaking the rules already and technically from a live Soul Sessions USA show on YouTube. So I don't know if this version ever got recorded on anything, but Taimani is the performer, and she is a ukulele virtuoso from Hawaii originally. Ukulele, as they say. We call it the ukulele down here, but ukulele cover version of Love Song, and all instrumental, and very, very cool though. Usually I'm not kind of into this thing, but I'm kind of digging this one. And here's a little taste. Go Taimani, definitely helps having that bassier acoustic going with the bass line behind her. So they're doing that one as a duo, but very cool and different. As you'll see as we go here, I tend to give more points for rarer Cure songs. You know, we've all heard Love Song and Friday Man Loves so many times covered. It's nicer when they can pick something a little more rare, but so we might take off a point for that. But otherwise, very cool, and you don't hear too many ukulele or ukulele renditions of Cure songs. All right, for all you hipsters out there, if that wasn't indie rock enough for you, maybe this one will cover it. We got Christian Lee Hudson, a new kind of indie folk singer I've been hearing a lot of buzz about, and Christian just put out an album, or maybe not just put out, but is got an album out. Apparently it's the second volume, Version Suicides, so a clever name on a covers album. So Christian Lee Hudson, and it also features Shamir singing with him. Shamir is opening for Courtney Barnett in January here at Asheville at the Orange Peel. Hopefully that show still happens. I got tickets for it. Dying to see Courtney Barnett, so I'll have more scoop on Shamir too, hopefully, after that show. This is a nice cover. It's a little safe, maybe. Just kind of a nice, chill, mellow cover that was probably fun to record. Sounds lovely, and ultimately, if it turns some kid on to Just Like Heaven for the first time, then mission accomplished, guys. And yeah, they didn't butcher one of the greatest songs, if not the greatest pop song ever. So, gotta give a thumbs up to that. Kissed her face and kissed her head. Dreamed of all the different ways I had to make a glow. Why are you so far away? She said, why won't you ever know that I'm in love with you? That I'm in love with you. Alright, yeah, so a little hard to get too mad at that, right? Up next, we have a deeper cut covered here. This is a cover of Cold done live again, and this is by Bella Luna. And this was brought to my attention from Lisa on our Facebook page. So thank you, Lisa. This is from a YouTube clip, and it was taken from a live quarantine performance from last year. Called the Out of This World, The Cure Italia Festival 2020. And they're performing as a duo. I don't know if that's normally the style or what, but it's very cool. She's singing while playing keys, one of which is a Moog little fatty that I used to play with one of my old bands there. So a soft spot seeing that there. And very cool. So I dig the vibe. Sounds great. And here's a little taste of this. See what you think. Although the performance is great, again, huge points for song selection. Anybody covering Cold isn't fucking around with their Cure fandom for sure. It isn't a casual. I stumbled across Friday I'm in Love on the pop radio and wanted to cover it. So huge points there for Bella Luna. And thanks again to Lisa for bringing that to my attention. Up next is one that was brought to my attention from an old friend of mine, Carter. And I'm not sure if she's listening out there, but thank you, Carter, and hope you're doing good. But a friend of hers goes by the name Ships in the Night. And Ships in the Night covered Plain Song. So again, another one we don't really hear covered that often. Ships in the Night has lots of originals that are really cool too. But this is on her Bandcamp site. It's an electrifying mix of haunting, dark electronic, and ethereal ambient lullabies. Alethea Leventhals, who I believe is Ships in the Night, her magnetic solo project pulls from dreams, memories, and echoes from the outer world to paint an atmospheric landscape with sweeping waves of synths and kinetic beats. That, of course, is taken from her Bandcamp site, but sums it up perfectly. And it also has a quote from her that goes along with the song. Says, I remember being 13 and seeing a video for The Cure performing this song and feeling chills. Disintegration wasn't the first Cure album I ever heard. It was Kiss Me, Kiss Me. But in my eyes, it is the holiest, and Plain Song is my favorite Cure song of all time. Hope you enjoy this. And this was released on March 5th, 2021, so early last year. There's also a full album of originals, like I said, that came out in October of 2021. And it sounds really cool from what I've heard. So if you dig this vibe, go check out her songs and this cover at shipsinthenight.com/bandcamp. The end of the world, you said. It's so cold, like the Alright, so Ships in the Night pretty much checked off all my boxes there, even though I said I was getting tired of quiet low vocals. You kind of have to have quiet low vocals for playing song there, so sounded great, and you know, kept the music pretty close to the original, just slightly different tones and reworkings with the synths there, so that sounds great. I'm all for it. What'd you guys think? Yeah? Good point. All right, let's move on. This one was sent to me while I was mowing the lawn last summer. I had to stop and I was like, oh, what is this? And then I was like, oh my God, somebody's covering A Few Hours After This. This is amazing. Huge points right out of the gate for that. I've been saying people need to cover this song forever. And we finally got one. And this is a unique, cool cover here. This is by Lady Socket. And it came out last year. And the full album that this is part of, called Time to First Hello World. Not sure on the wording of that. Time to First Hello World came out just 5 days ago now. So January 11th, 2022, the full album. I believe this is the first track on it too. So check it out. They're from New York City. And it looks like the album has a bunch of singles that were previously released too. And it's all compiled for this album. And they're all kind of in this vein of originals. So if you like this, you should check out. It's on iTunes and Spotify and all that. My wife totally wasn't into this one, but I dig it. It has kind of an OMD vibe to it, and could totally be used in a John Hughes movie if those were being made still. Totally different direction and emotion than I got from the original, but it works. So think OMD A Few Hours After This. Go Lady Socket, and yeah, pretty cool. Like I said, I love A Few Hours After This. Huge supporter of that song, and hope it resurfaces on the 2022 tour for The Cure. Check out Lady Socket's other tunes. I think you'll dig them. And if somehow you're like my wife and that just didn't really hit the spot, but you love the song, guess what? I stumbled across another one. Yeah. When I was looking for this one, backtracking, I was like, where the hell was that cover? I found a different one. So this one was covered in 2018. So this one's a few years old and done in a slightly different approach. This one's done by Born Twins. And this one has more of a indie rock vibe, which I also totally dig. So turns out maybe I just love A Few Hours After This. So any version of this is going to make me happy. If you want to hear more from these guys, they don't have an official album out yet, but five other singles you can check out on Apple and Spotify. So here it is, Good Day on Humbly Hour Podcast, two covers of A Few Hours After This. Woo! We'll be right back. Fuck yes, that's what I'm talking about. They must have seen the blueprints to my favorite Cure covers there somehow. They got slightly different music, but still in the same vein as the original. Female vocals and singing it. Yes, good song selection. I love it. All right, let's move on to another underrated one. We're on a roll now here. People are catching on. This was one, let's see, where did this come from? I don't know. But Ultra Set is a band, and they covered Too Late. So again, they're finding the hidden gems there. And one of these people are going to do this, and they're going to find themselves a number one pop hit. Because some of these songs were just unfortunately not in the right place at the right time for the Cure. So somebody else is going to get a big old smash hit out of these one day, and maybe it'll be Ultra Set. Maybe not. This came out in like 2014, I think. So whatever. This one's cool too. Too Late. I found this on iTunes. There's a YouTube clip for it. Also kind of takes the indie rock band approach to it. Has dreamy female vocals again, which has proven to be a winning combination for me anyway. Especially if you're doing one of the underrated B-sides like Too Late. The album is called Constant Urge to Run. My favorite band and favorite B-side. They were talking about The Cure, and we had a blast doing this. So, of course you did. So here we go, Too Late by Ultra Set. Go Ultra Set, great job. Can't go wrong when you're playing Too Late, but they just sound like a really cool band, so I'm gonna definitely check out the rest of that album. Up next we have one sent in by our loyal patron and listener of the show, friend of the show, Jeff Cortland Jones, has been hooking us up with covers for these covers episodes for years now, it seems like. He's sent in a lot of these. And here's an interesting one for sure. He had sent for 17 Seconds, the song by Mark Hex out of the UK. And while it sounds pretty rough on first listen, keep in mind this is a live recording one. So, you know, just try to picture if you stumbled into some bar and somebody was singing this, how much cooler it would be. I know I'd be pretty psyched. So even though it's not the most polished, you know, definitely points for one, cool rare song, and two, just belting it out there. So you can find this and Mark Hex's original tunes at his Bandcamp page, which is markhex.bandcamp.com. So here's Mark Hex, Feeling It Live, 17 Seconds. That was Mark Hex, 17 Seconds. Up next is one that was a little more on the grand radar. Everybody probably saw this released and checked it out at one point or another, but if you somehow missed it, we have Christabel and Mark Collin from Novelle Vague, and they released an entire album of Cure covers called Strange as Angels, and as the singles had been kind of trickling out throughout the year, but the full thing finally came out in June It's a good mix of big singles and like big radio mainstream hits, but then also a few favorite fan favorites, slightly obscure ones too. The full track listing is Three Imaginary Boys, Forest, 17 Seconds, Drowning Man, Charlotte Sometimes, 100 Years, Walk, Dressing Up, Just Like Heaven, A Night Like This, Lullaby, Friday I'm in Love, and Lost actually closes it out. So definitely some rare ones in there that are cool to hear. Some work better than others. Her vocals are cool and powerful, but they're a bit overdramatic just for my personal taste, so I haven't been super into it. But I do like that it's, you know, a nice professionally done, you know, really tight, well-produced album of covers. Unfortunately, a lot of the bands we're talking about in this episode are, you know, slightly lesser known bands, and so they're not really huge quality recordings or anything, so it is kind of nice to hear a nice fancy, you know, polished up version of a lot of these covers. The different instrumentation works cool, you know, in the style of those old Nouvelle Vague ones. So I would say if you dig those, you'll probably like this. Here's 100 Years to give you a taste of a deeper cut one. It doesn't matter if we all die. Ambition in the back of a black car. In a high building there is so much to do. Yeah, definitely a cool, unique sound that you might like interpreting Cure songs or not. But like I said, definitely worth checking out some of those super rare ones like Lost and Drowning Man and stuff, since we don't really hear those covered as much. When I was trying to find this again to pull up to reference, I found that there was a whole other Strange as Angels tribute album that came out in 2003 that I don't think we've covered or covered covers you talked about yet. So most aren't great in my opinion. There are a few that are meh. So I don't know if you can track it down out there. Go for it. It's called Strange as Angels. Here are a few of the highlights. Garden of Dreams gets points for doing To the Sky. So there you go. Much like the actual song To the Sky, I'm not sure it totally works, but has a very sweet sound to it that I love. And points for trying there. Garden of Dreams, good on ya. And yeah, there's quite a few that aren't even that promising on here that don't really go in the right direction. Just to give you more of a taste, here's Purple Car doing Fascination Street. Tone-wise, not really the direction I would go in, maybe, but, you know, Like I said earlier in this episode, you can do a lot with the music if you save it with some cool vocals. But so let's hang in there, see where the vocals go. Can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, right? There's a few other ones. Let's see, what else is on this compilation? There's a really rough version of A Night Like This, and Burn gets points for trying, but ugh. So if I had to pick favorites, I'd probably go with this one here of Lund and Jeff Brubeck. That rolls off the tongue, huh? They're covering Untitled, and it's a nice, sweet, sticking to the original kind of version of Untitled. So I think this works well. Otherwise, you're golden. Good job, Lund and Jeff. Speaking of reverb, let's try one more. This one's gotta have tons of reverb on it here. This is cover of All Cats Are Gray, and it's done by Caligar, or Caligair. Let's see what they're doing with All Cats Are Gray. Gotta be some reverb in here. Still actually would put more reverb on it, but that works. That sounds pretty cool. So points to those two bands for winning the Strange as Angels tribute award, according to Gavin. So might want to check that out. Again, that came out in 2003, so that's way back now. Moving on, different batch of them. We covered it last year. The Mojo magazine came with a covers disc that most of those had come out. I'm reaching for the CD if you can't tell. Had come out before, so there weren't really too many exclusive surprises to that disc. And Chaz and I kind of blazed through it. Actually had Strange as Angels, one of the early released ones from their tribute album. The Walk was on there. Kind of remember it falling apart near the end there, but there's some good ones. Some of my favorites: Frankie Rose is on there, Dinosaur Jr. of course, the Luna One of Fire in Cairo, Phoebe Bridgers, Friday I'm in Love, Cowboy Junkies is one of my all-time favorite Cure covers. That's on the disc too. Them doing 17 Seconds. And and a couple weird ones. So there's a little bit of everything on there. I won't go into super detail of that since we already kind of covered that one. But you could probably find that. It's an entirety. There is a compilation floating around somewhere out there. Just, you know, search Why Can't I Be You? Mojo presents a tribute to The Cure, and it came with the magazine there. So, lastly, or getting near the end here, we usually don't include a lot of like full-on tribute acts in these covers, just because, you know, that's their whole thing, and it's more about the live performance, really, with tribute acts. But I was contacted by a fellow named Daniel Lima from Mexico way back in February of last year, so almost a whole year ago, and he shared some of his recordings with me, and I was really impressed. He has a full-on Cure tribute band called Viseras de Cure, and here they are doing Holy Hour on a recording that they have on their website, and they're also up on YouTube, and Viseras de Cure doing Holy Hour. Yeah, I totally recommend checking out their Facebook page and their stuff on YouTube, which we'll put a link to, like all this, maybe even a YouTube playlist of all these covers, and links will be all over the Facebook page for sure. Daniel also actually has a solo project too called Linda Cochinada, where he also does original tunes that are really cool, and a few other Cure covers are on that one too, so check all that out. And earlier this year, I heard from George from a Cure tribute band called Exploding Boys, based out of Spain. And I feel bad because he wanted to schedule a time to talk about his tribute band, but it just kind of got swamped and it got away from me early in the year, and I couldn't find a good time to work it in, because I do try to keep the covers and tribute stuff to a minimum. Just because, you know, it's kind of confined to this, or it just goes on and on. But hopefully we can still track him down and talk perhaps in the new year here. And about his Cure fandom in general and stuff would be great. So all that. And thank you. And I do apologize for not getting back to you if you're listening somehow. Here are Exploding Boys doing a live version of A Forest from a show in 2006. All right, that's the Exploding Boys out of Spain, and we have a late entry here that I'm adding on at the end. I was going to start to wrap up there, but I want to include this one for the record. This is something that, when did this come out? This came out in 2018, so not that new, but somehow missed my radar, so maybe you know what's up with it. I have no clue what this guy or this band's backstory is, if they're from another act. I haven't time to really look it up to see what his deal is, but it's Morgan, Morgxn. So the A is replaced with an X, because there are probably Morgans out there already. But this Morgan put out an album called Vital, and the final track on it is a cover of none other than Boys Don't Cry. And it's very kind of big time pop production version of Boys Don't Cry. So, you know, it was weird. I was playing it last night for my son, and he had kind of the same feeling as it progressed. We're like, it's pretty nice. You know, it's not really our style, but it's, you know, you could tell it's heartfelt. And yeah, so, and then it was mentioned in Christian's book too, actually. That's how I came across it. When there was a section in the FAQ book where it talks about covers and stuff. And I was reading through it, and I was familiar with most of the ones that he had mentioned, but then this one popped up and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll give this a listen. And yeah, as it progressed on, both me and myself were kind of like, sounds like it should be in a movie. So take with that, if you will, how our feelings really are for this song. But, you know, again, I kind of lumped this in with, if this became a huge pop hit, all the power to you. And I would love to see somebody cover The Cure and get it all over mainstream pop radio with like some big hit version the way Adele did, you know, because that's just... cash for our boy Robert Smith to do something fun with too, right? So all well deserved. And Boys Don't Cry, god damn it, that song should be a number one single before I die. Somebody needs to make it there if it isn't The Cure. So yeah, here's a little taste of Morgan doing Boys Don't Cry. So yeah, by the end there, he starts adding some other like improv lyrics and stuff, which I'm never a fan of. You know, it's dangerous going higher than Robert too. So those high notes on the chorus there kind of lost me and my son. But you know, kids like different stuff. So again, if this turns on some young person to Boys Don't Cry and they go back and find the original, then mission accomplished, right? And hopefully this just means Morgan's a big Cure fan too, so who knows, maybe it'll pop up on a show. Like I said, it's a couple years old now though, so he's probably not gonna have a number one hit with it either. But so yeah, I thought I'd throw it out there and include that one here at the end, since I was unaware of it until I read about it in Christian's book, FAQ, which I still recommend you go order yourself a copy of anywhere that you order books, and check it out. Sweet guy and wonderful writer and good Cure reference book and fun read. So go check all that out. We're going to wrap things up here. I hope you enjoyed this batch of covers. I saved one very special cover for the end. I want to play it in its entirety, uninterrupted, for you guys. It is an all-piano cover of Killing an Arab by Brian, listener and friend of the show. You might remember Brian from an origin tale we did a little while back. Wonderful guy. He's been sharing his progress with me through emails and really does a cool job of interpreting this song in a different way. It's such a guitar-driven tune that hearing it all on the piano is very cool and different. He's playing the bass line and got the guitar riffs rolling with that right hand, and very cool. And I want to play it for you all uninterrupted in its entirety. So, very fun, and thank you, Brian, for sharing that with us and the world. Be sure to check out Brian's YouTube page, too. It's 76 Calloway, and you can see all his other recordings on there and fun stuff that he's posted on his YouTube page. So check that on out, and be sure to check out our YouTube page, too, where we'll make a playlist of all these videos and include them on there. And on our Facebook page, too, I'll put links to all this stuff, so you got plenty to go look at and explore if you liked some of these bands and want to hear more of their originals or other stuff. And of course, subscribe on Apple and our Instagram page at the Holy Hour Podcast. And just drop me a line at gavinconnor@gmail.com. Again, a big thank you to everybody that sent me a cover. If I didn't shout you out, I'm terribly sorry. I got rambling. I tried to keep a running list of everybody and who sent what from the last episode, but over time it gets cut and pasted so much I may have lost a name here or there. But I am super thankful and would love to officially send it out, the call out again to anyone. If you have a cover of your band even, or someone you know, and you want us to feature on the next one, it may be a year from now, but I'd love to include it. And if you come across a cover that we haven't talked about already or so long ago you want us to talk about it again, I'll be glad to feature it. You know, Adele's probably got enough press at this point where we don't really need to cover her or anything. But at the same time, if you're really dying and want to hear from it and post it again, then let me know. So feel free to send me a heads up, and we'll leave it at that and kick it off to Brian playing Killing an Arab all on piano. Thanks for sharing with us, Brian. And thanks for listening out there. Talk hard.